Hey, this is Dan, Comic Book Pit, welcoming you to another Audio Boo. This is Audio Boo number 71, talking about Avengers number 238. So, this issue picks up at Avengers Mansion, where Star Fox is just, he is bummed out. He's on Vision duty, which means he has to sit there and literally watch the Vision, who is totally immobile and still unconscious. And he's, you know, thinking, oh man, you know, when I came to Earth, I was promised, or, you know, I thought I'd be going on adventures every day. I'd have wine and women and fun and, you know, hot air balloon rides and candy canes. I mean, just, you know, he's just going on and on in his head. Well, no, actually not in his head. I'm sorry. He's just talking out loud because, you know, he's all by himself, you know, Vision, you know, just laying there all busted up, self-repairing, you know, he's just going on. And then, all of a sudden Vision's like, yeah, dude, I feel you. He's like, how do you think it is for me laying here having to listen to all you idiots bitch about, you know, your, white people problems? Well, you know, my android body is, you know, all, you know, trying to fix itself, and I got to listen to you guys bitch all day. I can't do a thing about it. And Star Fox is like, what? You're awake? And he's like, well, yeah, you know, I've, you know, I'm still self-repairing. I just gained consciousness a little while ago, you know, so there's really nothing I can do. I'm kind of stuck here doing my thing. And Star Fox is like, you know, maybe I can help with that. So he, with the help of Jarvis, they place a, I guess the equivalent of a long-distance intergalactic phone call to his home planet of Titan, and connects with Titan's world-controlling supercomputer known as Isaac. Isaac stands for something. I kind of forget what it is at this point, but it's a big deal. I mean, this is the computer that controls the entire planet of Titan. So it's, you know, it's not nothing. So they connect Isaac to Vision, because, you know, that's just like hooking up a, you know, hooking a, you know, stereo up to a sound system. I mean, it's just, you know, technology, right? So they're doing that. Cut to Vision. I'm sorry. Scarlet Witch, Wasp, and She-Hulk having a ladies' day out on the town. They're helping She-Hulk apartment hunt, and, you know, they find this great place. She-Hulk's like, yes. She's like, whatever the, you know, whatever the lease is, however much it is, yes, I want it. This is awesome. And the rental manager or whoever is like, hubba, 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 hubba. And she's like, dude, what's your problem? He's like, I can't rent to you. You're green. Like, you know, it's some sort of, you know, racial thing. But it's more like, you know, we can't have green superheroes just strolling the halls of this fine apartment building. And you know, of course, She-Hulk's like, rah, smash. You know, she doesn't. Wasp holds her back. And she's like, come on, we don't need this place. And on the way out, Scarlet Witch is like, I'll fix you. And hexes one of the sprinklers. And it sprinkle, you know, just so, you know, so not only are the Avengers, you know, sometimes a little vengeful, but they like to cause property damage for, you know, just because, you know, because they can. You know, absolute power corrupts absolutely. First it's sprinklers, next it's controlling the world. We might get to that later. So they, the ladies saunter on back to Avengers Mansion, and, and Captain Marvel joins up, and what do they see when they first get to the gates but the floating giant head of the Vision? They're like, what is going on? Vision's like, have no fear, and they explain everything, like, you know, Star Fox is a little apprehensive. He's like, this was not supposed to happen. You know, that Vision's like, yes, I connected with Isaac, and holy crap, I mean, it's almost like he's on like an acid trip or something. He's seeing things that he never saw before. He's got all this, he knows everything. He has every, he's basically like just absorbed everything. Now, while his body is still immobile, he now has the ability to project himself holographically thanks to Isaac. So, but he's like, you know, so I understand we got a little bit of unfinished business. And he's referring to the last couple of issues where the Avengers fought Moonstone, Blackout, Electro, and Rhino at Project Pegasus. So, cut to Moonstone and Blackout. They're holed up in this, some apartment in New York. And, Blackout's just freaking out. He's just paranoid. He's psychotic. And Moonstone's like, here, relax with this drugged mug of coffee and tell me your life story. So we get the black origin of Blackout, which is not impressive to say. I mean, he was used as a lab rat unbeknownst to him by this crazy doctor who was tapping into energies from another universe, which happened to be the Dark Force, etc. Oh, there was one creepy moment where he was describing this doctor and how egotistical and condescending he was. And he goes, and he said he wanted to be everyone's big daddy. And I'm like, I don't think that means what you think it means. Then holographic vision pops in and he's like, and they start trying to attack him. He's like, hey, I'm just a hologram. But my friends are here for real. And then you turn the page and it's like, bam, the Avengers bust in. It's awesome. Seriously, it's awesome. They just start kicking ass. Moonstone's trying to snap Blackout out of it because she drugged him. But she's like, look, you have to use your dark power and encase the Avengers and suck them over into the dark universe. And so he tries to do it, ends up backfiring on them. They suck themselves in, Moonstone and Blackout, they get sucked in, they just disappear into the dark universe. So that's the end of them for now. They get back to the mansion, and Vision's like, I can do everything, I can do anything. And, they're like, well, since when does Vision have an ego? And, these aspirations? And they're like, well, he hasn't before. So we'll see. Oh, by the way, and Tigra calls, and she's like, guys, I need your help. Spider-Woman's ghost is here. Okay, that's the end of this. Audioboo, gotta go. Later.